Hello and welcome to Life on the Road with Lars Bourne. I'm a 23-year-old entrepreneur from the UK who lives in his van, a micro camper to be exact. And yeah, in today's podcast, I wanted to get into some nitty-gritty stuff. I wanted to break down this concept of the fact that no one is coming to save you. I really want to dive into it. I feel quite pumped today. I don't feel angry. I just feel quite pumped to get this point across. I've just come off a TikTok live and I've seen so many comments where people are like, oh, I wish I had your life. Oh, I wish I was you. Well, what I want to say to you is I'm trying not to come at it from a negative point of view. I'm very passionate about this topic, and it's why I'm going to be speaking in the manner, the way I'm going to be speaking this. I'm trying to get it across to you because I really want people to start taking action. I don't want you just to consume this podcast, make yourself feel better, and then go back to the way your life was. I want you to take action. I want you to elevate your life to the next level. Otherwise, all these podcasts are literally for nothing. They're a waste of time because I'm not making any money from this. I'm only doing it because I want to help you, because I want you to take it from a genuine human that has been through everything that you are worried about and that you are trying to get to. And I've done it all, and I can tell you that it's so life-changing if you're willing to take the risk. Now, I want to get into this whole no one is coming to save you. It's a bit brutal, it's a bit honest, but if I'm honest, no one is going to come save you. If you want to go and live the life of your dreams, the only way you're going to get there is if you get off your backside and make it happen. You've got to motivate yourself. You can't expect other people to do it. You can't expect other people to take time out of their day to keep motivating you, to keep helping you, to keep trying to find a way for you to do what you want to do with your life, because parents, family, friends, they love you, they really do, but they've got their own shit to deal with. They haven't got time to be dealing with all yours as well. And if you really want to elevate your life to the next level, then you've got to quit making excuses for yourself and finding reasons why something won't work, finding reasons why something is too dangerous, too this, too that, and actually find positive reasons to start, because you don't know about all these things that may happen until you actually take action. Because I can guarantee you, all the things that you're telling, that you guys DM me on a daily basis, that you leave in my lives, but what if this happens, but what if that happens, well, how do you flipping know? Because it's not going to happen until it happens, and when it happens, you cross the bridge, you find a way and you fix it. You don't spend days and years and months worrying about it, because then you're never going to do the thing you wanted to do in the first place. And that's where a lot of you go wrong. I'm speaking to you from the heart. I know it probably sounds like I'm quite angry. I'm not. I promise I'm not. I'm really happy for you, but I want you to really dive deep into your mind and really figure out the things that are holding you back from getting to where you want to get to, from the things that are putting roadblocks in your mindset of doing the thing that you really just want to do. Because I can guarantee you, all those things that are stopping you from getting there are just all fears. And fear, you've got to punch it in the face and just take it head on. You've got to stop asking for forgiveness. You've got to stop asking for it's the simple, easy way out, because the easy way out isn't going to fix the problem. I think it's like any area of life. A lot of people in this day and age are trying so hard to find the quick fix, are trying so hard to find a short-term solution that they forget about the fact that that isn't going to work in the long run. Yes, you might be able to patch. Say you've got a hole in your car. Your car started to rust. You could put some duct tape over it to block the hole. You could put some insulation in, some expanding foam to block the hole. That will only last so long. The same way as if you pierce a hole in a water bottle with a screwdriver, with whatever, and you literally put tape over it, that will fix the problem short term. But eventually, the hole's going to reappear. More holes are going to reappear because you've not fixed the problem at its core. And I'm sorry to tell you, but there's so many people out there that are just so keen to find the, oh, let's just take a little pill to fix this problem. Oh, let's just watch a motivation video to make myself feel better. Oh, let's just put on a positive podcast to be like, oh yeah, do you know what? Today I feel like taking action. But if I get myself in the right mindset first and I make sure the perfect time turns up, then I'll be able to do what I wanted to do. There is no such thing as the perfect time, and there is no such thing as a quick fix. It doesn't work because it's just not designed that way. That's the reason why things like the medicine world is so, there's so much money in it, because they don't want to fix you, they just want to prop you up. They want to give you something that's going to allow you to continue functioning just about, so they can keep charging you because you're a customer to them. They're a business. It's like a lot of areas in life. You need to get down to the core, to the root, to the problem, to the thing that's holding you back, and stop trying to find quick fixes, because those quick fixes are costing you everything. You don't realize that yet. those quick fixes are really impeding your success down the line. You've got to stop trying to find that one thing that you think is going to be the life-changing moment, that aha moment, because you already know what you need to do. You already have the knowledge. You already have the willpower, the determination to go and do what it is you want to do. You just don't have the take action mentality. And that is where so many people go wrong in life. They spend their whole life waiting for the perfect opportunity. They wait for the perfect, the perfect amount of money to start the business, the perfect amount of confidence to go and ask the girlfriend, boyfriend out, the perfect amount of wisdom to start a podcast. And you spend your whole life waiting for this moment that's never going to happen because you weren't prepared for the moment, because you haven't taken the moment yet. You need to just take life by the balls and go and figure it out, because that's how you will. I really like what Richard Branson says. And ever since I read it, it really made me realize that no one is savvier than anyone else. Everyone has just started something and then figured it out. Richard Branson says, if an opportunity arises, take the opportunity and learn how to do it later. I have done that countless times. The amount of unqualified jobs that I've applied for, like sales roles, I was no blinking good at sales. I applied for it and then I just kind of figured it out as I went along. And I can guarantee you that if you've done that in some area of your life, the same thing will have happened to you. No human on this planet was born with the ability to drive a car. Yet most of us have a driving license and are able to operate a vehicle, or somewhat better than others, but we learnt through trial and error how to drive a car. The same thing as applies to business, applies to relationships, applies to traveling, applies to life experiences, applies to every area of your life. You need to stop waiting for the perfect time and understand that no one is going to come and save you. Unless you get off your backside, unless you really get your ass in gear and start really consuming knowledge like a crazy person, good knowledge, not crap, like real beneficial, substantial knowledge that's going to help better your life, and you start finding ways to make something work, then you're going to spend your whole life waiting around for the perfect moment, and life's going to pass you by. And then what are you going to do then? Because time's up, and the most valuable commodity we have as human beings is time. I value time over money any day of the week. I would rather spend an extra £5 on my fuel than drive 30 minutes to save £5. I would rather go into Sainsbury's and spend double the price than driving 20 minutes to go to Audi to save that money, because money is replaceable. Time is not. Let that sink in. Really think about what I've just said. Time is not replaceable, but money is. You could be a millionaire tomorrow, lose it all, and be a millionaire the next day. But you can't do that with time. And one of the biggest things that every CEO, every successful person on this planet has ever said is they'd give all of their fortune to go back to being young again. You don't realise how precious your time is until it's gone and been spent. Like, you sit around complaining about all these silly little things that aren't really a massive problem. And there's people on the planet, like I said in other podcasts, that don't have running water, that don't even have access to books, that don't even have access to sort of heating, to basic necessities that humans in first world countries have access to. It's really, really you just need to really put yourself into a perspective of seeing the world through other people's eyes and really starting to dive into what you want to do. And like I said earlier, no one is coming to save you. Unless you go and do it for yourself, then it's not going to happen. Right, I love you lots. I really do. I think you're an amazing human being. I know you're going to take action on this podcast. I'm sorry if it came across negatively. I don't mean it that way. I just need to try and emphasize what I'm trying to say in these podcasts, because I still get DMs from people being like, I wish, I want. Well, go and do it then. Stop putting it off, because tomorrow may not exist. Go and flipping do it. I love you lots. Take it easy. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for tuning in. And make sure you go follow all my social medias. Lars_born_ on Instagram. Lars_born_ on TikTok, and Lars Born for YouTube. Thanks again for listening. Take it easy. Bye.